Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 8th of April, 2021. Happy birthday if you are listening to this. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as it is Thursday and now tradition, I have with me Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly.
Dr. Mac is back with another column. And we are here to talk about cool new stuff. So we've got some new interesting things to chat about. And the first one is called grid.is is the website.
Yeah, I think it's just called Grid, but it is grid.is. Yes, is the website. And it's a web-based service, so you have to go there to use it. So remember
and
that.
What does this do exactly? What's this for you?
It's a pretty, it's a one trick pony, but it's a cool trick that I when I was building my website would have loved to have been able to use. So what it is it turns your Excel or Google spreadsheet into interactive web documents. So you can add elements like checkboxes and sliders to control of, you know, change a variable. And people can see the result of that in real time.
Okay.
I wanted to have variable pricing. So you could look at the pricing and say, if I buy 20 of them, how much is that? How much is 100? And the only way I could do it was to build the menu myself manually. And it was ugly. It would have been great. This, you take a spreadsheet, you put the numbers in the cells, you select them and say, I want that to be a slider, and boom. Interactive online charts and graphs and
nice,
amazing. You know, it's like if you need that, that's something that you couldn't probably do yourself. I know I couldn't, and I don't know of an easier way to get like a line or bar chart or column chart online and have it be interactive. Enable people to either input their own numbers and see the results, or put sliders or menus. It's really pretty cool. They've done all the heavy lifting for you behind the scenes.
Yeah. It sounds like it's good for people who want to slice and dice data in a particular way, but maybe don't have the skill to do that in a spreadsheet.
Even more, if you want to display it online and have somebody be able to look at the effect changing something would have. It's not easy to do that without knowing how to code, I guess, JavaScript or HTML 5. I don't know. I have no idea how you would do this if they didn't do it for you. But it's hard to do. It's not something that's easy to do. I remember trying to set up a menu where I would have a bunch of different price points for quantities. And there was no way I could do it that I could figure out except to build it manually. So, you know, everything I wanted went in a menu and then you could select them. But this would let you use existing spreadsheets, which is, you know, I mean, if you've got a lot of data in your spreadsheets already and you'd like to display it to people and let them change a parameter if they care to, it's very cool. It's free. So that's the thing. It's like, if you need that, go try it for free. And if you like it, you can pay $29 a month and get the watermark removed and use your own custom branding.
Okay.
So if it's something you're doing for money, you know, if you're earning a living from your website, you can pay for it. And it doesn't then say, what does it say? Hold on. It says, this document was made by Bob Levitis using Grid. Grid is an easy to use tool for creating documents like these on top of spreadsheets. Get started for free. So everything you make gets branded with that at the bottom unless you pay. I'm not paying. I mean, I don't have any real need for this. I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, but it sounds interesting, you know, like you said.
One trick pony. Yeah. But it's a good trick if you need it.
Yeah. And nothing wrong with that. And I like the idea of making data and, like, you know, extracting information out of your data a little bit more approachable. So that's always a plus.
Interactive.
Slide things around, and
the visitor can say, you know, what would happen if that was priced at this, and they type in their price and see what happens on the charts. Boom, nice.
Yeah,
I was impressed. It's very fast. It works with either Excel or Google spreadsheets, and The one proviso I have is editing is fully supported only in Google Chrome and may be quirky in other browsers. I tried it in Safari and it seemed to work, but I didn't really push it very hard.
Okay.
Anyway, you might want to bear that in mind, because when you launch it in Safari, it will tell you before you try to build something that you might be better off in Chrome.
Okay. So at least it tells you.
If you hate Chrome, this isn't for you.
Yeah. And probably, I'm going to say probably what they were using is Chromium is the magic that you need out of that, which is fine. But you can get that other places. So if you want all of the Chrome and none of the Google, you can use Opera, which is based on the Chromium engine, or Microsoft Edge, which is based on the Chromium engine as well. So just FYI.
What is the Brave browser based on?
I think it's Chromium as well.
That's what I thought, because I actually had that in my dock recently, because I was looking at it. I have that and Microsoft Edge.
Yeah.
And I wondered what was underlying. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So another thing we have to chat about is that webcam that you're using for all those Zoom meetings. Whatever that webcam is, even if it's the one that's built into your brand new M1 computer, it kind of sucks.
It still sucks.
I'm here to tell you, and I hate to be the one to break you this news if I'm breaking it to you, if you didn't know it already, but it sucks. And the reason I can tell you that is because the one that's in your brand new M1 computer is just like the one that's in my brand new M1 computer.
And every MacBook going back to, I think, 2011.
Mm-hmm. Is a 720p FaceTime. They call it a FaceTime camera, I think.
That's correct.
And it's junk.
Fifteen frames a second, too.
If it's what you have, it's what you have, and that's fine. But there are many better ways that you can improve your video game. And Bob, you have a suggestion about one of those.
Well, yeah, I have one that you can use to improve your game a lot without spending any money. I mean, you might want to spend some money, because there's, of course, a pro version of it. But even if you don't, here's the deal. My pet peeve is that MacBooks, for being the best laptop you can buy, have the worst camera of any brand. Everybody else that makes a camera in their laptop has at least HD, 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's crazy that Apple is, I said, why would Apple do that? Why are they crippling these things? Why are they making them worse than they need to be? And somebody said, well, because otherwise they couldn't keep the top as thin as it is. They have to use a crappy camera because good cameras are thicker.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it might be.
Well, I'm betting, given how thin this lid is, I'm betting if it could be a 1080p camera, it would be a 1080p camera. And there's some reason. There's some physical limitation that it's not, I think, is what it is. I don't think it's, 8 cents more and Apple can't be arsed to do it. I don't think that's the stance at all. I think it's literally, we've made the screens this thick or, this thin, and that's not changing. So this is the camera that you get.
So here's the thing. You can buy a webcam. And, for about $100, you can get a pretty good webcam that's going to be way better than what's built into your MacBook, or any MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, MacBook, all of them. They're all lousy. So almost any webcam that you buy is going to be better. And then also, you can buy webcams with better resolution, better frame rates, better low light sensitivity, and adjustments. The ability to adjust the contrast or the brightness or whatever. So you can't do any of that with the built-in stuff, unless maybe the app you're using supports that. Or you buy another product like Ecamm. Isn't that, what's it called? The Ecamm thing?
Ecamm Studio or Ecamm Live? Is that what I'm thinking of?
No, it's the one that lets you like zoom and change the
webcam settings.
And,
webcam
settings. Anyway, that costs money. So here's the thing. I always wondered, because even the oldest iPhone that can run, that you're using today, no matter what OS it's running, has a better back camera than what's built into your MacBook Pro or MacBook anything. Any iPhone, including like an iPhone 5 or certainly a 6. So why can't I use that as my webcam? I mean, it comes from Apple. Mm-hmm. It knows what my Mac is. My Mac knows what it is. They mm-hmm. talk to each other. They hand off to each other. What gives? You know, I just always wished I could plug my iPhone in, put it on a tripod, mm-hmm. and have good video for my conferences. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, now I can. There's an app called Camo, and it lets you use your camera on an iDevice, any iDevice, running iOS 12 or later. Mm-hmm. In place of the lousy built-in camera.
Yes.
And it's awesome. The pictures tell the whole story. So there's a picture of me sitting at my desk with the MacBook Pro camera, and then me sitting at my desk framed about the same with the iPhone 12 Pro Max camera. Mm-hmm. And it's day and night. Ha ha ha. Because the low light response is so good. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's just, I mean, if you go look at the column, the picture's in there, and
yeah,
I think you could hold your hand over the caption and still know which is which.
Yes. It's the picture at the top of the article. You can look right there where there is no caption, and you can see
that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That the difference is it's night and day.
Those are called the featured image, baby. Yeah, my featured image. There you go. Look at the featured image and guess which one was done with an iPhone, which one was done with a Mac.
Mm-hmm. And it's it's dramatically different. One of the other things that's nice about Camo, Camo is something that I use occasionally. One of the other nice things about it is that it seems like it works with everything because it just shows up as a camera. So
it doesn't work with a photo booth.
Oh, well,
unless you do. Well, there's a little trick. And if you're willing to jump through a very small hoop, you can use it with it. But you got to go, you know, to their help and find out what the trick is. The trick is duplicate a photo booth.
Oh,
so you
okay.
end up with a copy of photo booth. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, a copy of photo booth recognizes it as a camera.
Interesting.
So, yeah, isn't that interesting?
I literally forgot photo booth was a thing until you said that just now. So, I wouldn't have had that issue.
Well,
I meant more occasionally. I meant
not
it more
anymore.
For video
now
meetings. So,
yeah, I record stuff sometimes in photo booth, but now that Final Cut Pro runs so great, I hardly ever use it. But I thought I'd check it because I'm looking on my hard disk for apps that need a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the other one I forgot to try it with was Mimo Live.
Mm, oh yeah,
I'll have to do that.
I've tried it with I've tried like all kind of all the classics, I suppose, from 2020. Your Zoom, your Skype, your GoToMeeting, your Teams, and it works fine with
you.
All of them.
I don't use some of those, so I didn't really test it with those, but I did test it with Zoom, Final Cut, and Photo Booth, and it was great. And Skype, yeah.
Well, not everyone lives a life of semi-retirement, so I've ended up having to use all those. but it works. It works great with all of them.
Semi-retired.
Yeah,
you are the opposite of semi-retired.
I am. I'm overemployed at the moment.
You're the most overemployed person I know.
So, a job,
a side hustle, and a job. That's a lot on your plate.
It's a lot. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm never bored. So one of the nice things about it is it just shows up like a camera. So if you are familiar with having a webcam plugged in, you know, maybe to your laptop and you have both cameras to choose from, this works the same way. It's the same idea where you just go, my camera is Camo. And so far, the only thing I have found inconvenient about it, and maybe it's just because I haven't bothered to spend the time, is that you have to have the cable connected to your computer from
it doesn't work wirelessly.
Okay, but the thing I will tell you about that is that I am lucky in that respect because I have a C to Lightning cable, so I can plug it straight into the side of my computer and that's fine. If you have a USB-C only machine, you will want to make sure that you have one of those cables handy if you don't already in order to make that work. So just FYI.
Will it work with an adapter?
I haven't tried. Because I had the C cable, so I just started there and went, well, I can bypass my dock entirely and just plug it straight into my machine, so I might as well.
Well, I can tell you that it works with docks too, because I've got it plugged into my dock.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Only because it was more convenient. I didn't want to reach over to the MacBook Pro and plug it in. So I have one more thing to say, because my conclusion to the column, if you're not going to read the column, is worth hearing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
So if you're tired of looking like a soft serve ice cream emoji when you video chat and you have an iPhone available, check out Camo at reincubate.com/camo.
Yeah.
Don't you like that?
I do. And
see, I could have probably said something else for Mac Observer, but I also wanted something I could use in my column for the Houston Chronicle, and they don't allow me to say poop or any other euphemism for poop. So it has to be soft serve ice cream.
Okay. I just thought you meant the ones like
that.
Yeah. My image was the Skype emojis that sort of look melt. They look like they're melting a little bit because they're kind of flat on the bottom, and I think they're very weird. So I just assumed that was what you meant. But yes, this is definitely a very, very easy way to do a number of things that are going to be good. Like, your video quality is going to be better on anything, you know, anytime that you're using video, your video quality is going to be better. It's a way to press the drawer phone into service, because I talk a lot about the drawer phone, like, make sure you have a phone kind of in case something happens to your phone and you can't lay hands on a new one immediately. At least at a minimum, you can pop the SIM in the old phone out of the drawer and make calls or something. So, you know, people still do that with their phones, I've heard. So if you have a drawer phone, I keep gesturing to the drawers over there like anyone can see it. But if you have a drawer phone, you can dust off the drawer phone.
We're not on video? I thought we were on video. I went and put on a nice shirt.
Not today. But save it for next week, and we'll do video all next week. It'll be fine. So we talked about the cameras all this week, so that next week everything will look great, right? So if you have the drawer phone, you can dust off the drawer phone and press it into service. You do need to install an app on your computer and install an app on your phone. Whatever phone you want to use as the webcam.
Free.
They're both free. Yeah. And you can
add, and I do want to say, go ahead.
Well,
go
I was ahead. What I was going to point out is that you do get a functional trial out of it.
Yes.
So you can actually test it out, use it on a few phone calls, see what you think. I think it's a 7-day trial, but like, it's fully functional, and then you can see like what the differences are between the two. And for a lot of people, the free version
I think lasts forever, but it doesn't let you select any of the things that you get with Pro, and I've got a list here. So you get to choose mode, normal, or portrait. And portrait's cool. It's in beta, but it does allow you to change the point where the blurring starts. So you can slide a slider and make the background more or less blurry, or make the foreground more or less blurry. It makes for a really neat effect if you're careful and, you know, do it well.
Yeah.
So, and then also you can choose the lens, wide, ultra wide, or telephoto. Mm-hmm. You can also choose the selfie camera, which is the one on the front, if you want. And you can change resolutions. You can go up to 1080p. You can adjust exposure. You can adjust white balance, brightness, hue, saturation, and others. All if you pay $5 a month, $4.99 a month.
And I think it's $40 a year. Like, I remember being pretty reasonable if you wanted to just pay for a year and be done with it.
Hang on a second.
While you do that, I'm going to point out one of the things that I appreciated about this app is that it will let you use either camera on the iPhone. So if you're using an iPhone as your webcam, one of the nice things about it is you can use the rear camera, because all of the control of the camera happens on the Mac app. So it doesn't matter that you can't see the actual iPhone screen. Or touch it. So if you want to use the rear camera, you totally can, and it's absolutely fine. That was one of the things I appreciated about it when I set it up, was I was like, great, I'm going to be frustrated. Like, all you have to do is launch the Camo app, and then you can put it wherever you want to put it. I have a little tripod that sits on my desk when I'm using Camo, and I just set it there, and I can, you know, put it in the stand and face the rear camera towards me, and then, you know, make whatever adjustments I want to make, because I can see all the preview and everything on my computer, and I can do all of the adjustments right there on my computer screen, and I don't have to worry about being able to see the front. So I found that a very thoughtful decision, because that's a thing that you would run up against very quickly. So it just felt like, hey, these are people who actually used this and figured out, like, it makes more sense to have all the controls happen on your Mac.
Right. Only if you pay, though. So 12 months is $40, $39.99, and there's a lifetime license for $80, $79.99. Mm-hmm. So if you prefer not to subscribe, you can buy a license that will last forever for two computers for $80. It is a cool product, and I'll tell you, it really does solve a problem that would cost you $80 otherwise. And then, you know, you wouldn't also have your iPhone. So yeah. I don't know. I think the Logitech that I bought a while ago was about $100. So it actually saved me some money to do this, and it's a better camera.
And you can easily upgrade that camera, because if you end up getting a new phone, then your current phone becomes your drawer phone, and you know, you can just keep that camera always kind of doing exciting. Plus, you actually have a camera. I am not entirely convinced that the great webcam shortage of 2020 has ended. If you're looking for a way to upgrade, this is yet another thing you can do, is just bypass that whole, like, yeah, you can get a Logitech C920, but it'll be $500 instead of, you know, $90. So that's another option. So that's going to do it for us today. If you have questions about this, if you have other stuff that you want to hear Bob and I swap tips about, you're more than welcome to do so by getting us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Bob, as always, it's been a delay having you on the show.
It's always a pleasure, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.